if you look at particularly the southern counties of West Virginia, that's some of the largest health disparities of any place in the United States.
That's public health expert Dr. Michael McCauley, who is also the interim chair of the School of Public Health at West Virginia University. He goes on to compare health disparities and life expectancy in southern West Virginia to what you would expect to find in developing countries. And he's not exaggerating or generalizing. Recent studies show folks in McDowell County, for example, have the shortest life expectancies in the country. It's the sixth poorest county in the U.S.
In the United States, for example, the life expectancy is increasing over time. Mm-hmm. In southern West Virginia, life expectancy is actually decreasing over the past few years.
On average, women in this country live to be 81, men 76. In McDowell, however, the average woman lives to be 74, and men 66. The question ever is, why? McCauley says all roads lead back to socioeconomic status and lack of economic opportunity. Science these days is full of research that studies how cycles of poverty and stress and feeling like you have no choices in life leads consistently to poor health and shorter lifespans. Pinpointing what exactly makes someone ill, though, is almost impossible, McCauley says, because life is so complicated. But, he says, long-term exposure to compromised water is bound to leave a mark.
That's going to cause infectious disease. It's going to cause gastrointestinal problems. And that can lead to all sorts of other things.
An aquatic biologist from Wheeling Jesuit University found himself invested in water quality issues in southern West Virginia when he began looking into ecological impacts of mountaintop removal over a decade ago. Dr. Ben Stout began looking specifically at stream impairment in areas where dirt and land from the tops of ridges were pushed into valleys during surface mining operations.
Well, I mean, it was pretty obvious to me at the time that below valley fills, water quality was really tainted. And then it became a question of, is it getting into the human water supply? And I started sampling people's houses. I've sampled a lot of homes in southern West Virginia. And, you know, some people's water is really good and other people's water is really appalling.
Stout has tested for and found water spiked with a variety of heavy metals and other contaminants.
Before it's disturbed, it's as good a water as you're going to find anywhere on the planet. But after that, it becomes tainted with heavy metals and sometimes bacteria and so forth, and becomes unusable, except that these folks don't have any recourse. They pretty much have to use their water.
It's been widely reported that industrial activity has contaminated community water supplies throughout the state. But aside from industrial activity, Stout points out that naturally occurring minerals and metals like manganese can themselves be a cause of serious concern, contaminants that leach naturally from the geology of the region. The effects of manganese specifically hasn't been investigated thoroughly, but a 2010 drinking water study found that exposure to manganese at levels common in groundwater is associated with intellectual impairment in children. And Stout explains it's not easy to get dissolved metals out of water.
Well, bacteria, you know, that's where you get a boil order, you know. You can boil the water and kill the bacteria and safely consume it. But heavy metals don't turn into anything else when you boil them. They stay, you know, mercury stays mercury and aluminum stays aluminum. And if it's in their water and they're exposed to it, either via drinking, via the shower, or just, you know, in a variety of exposure pathways, they then become ill eventually over a period of time.
But for all of the concerns about water compromised by natural and industrial sources and the cancer, decay, infection, and disease that can come with regular exposure to that contamination, many experts agree that hands down and by a long shot, the biggest threat in water supplies throughout southern West Virginia and in many areas of the state is raw sewage. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.